I'm Jeanette Gwynn for South Carolina Public Radio at Piccolo Spoleto in Charleston. Today I'm talking with Nashville-based singer-songwriter Rachel Troublefield about her latest project, 17 Hours, an acoustic musical, which premieres at this year's Piccolo Spoleto Festival. Rachel, will you explain to us the story of the musical and how it's told?
Sure. The story of the musical is about finding your home and your own identity, even if you've been given certain roles in life by your family or your friends, or just kind of adopted roles that you thought you fit into. So it's about finding that maybe those things aren't true, maybe they are, but how to be yourself and own your thoughts and your choices on your own without being told this is how you have to be. It's also about finding your home in unexpected places, that it necessarily doesn't have to be in an apartment or a house or a state, that it can be in people, and it doesn't have to be in just one place. And it's told in the story of a writer's round. Basically, a writer's round is however many songwriters sitting in a row and doing exactly what it sounds like, singing a song, first person sings a song, second person, third person, and it goes until you're done, usually about an hour and a half.
How do you describe the sound of your music for someone who's never heard it? And what are your musical influences?
My music, I would say, is Americana pop. I love Americana because Americana encompasses so many things, like country, rock, folk, and I do all of that. Then I love pop music. I'm definitely influenced by music that I grew up listening to, late 90s, early 2000s pop. So Americana pop fits with me. So I'm influenced by folk music because I love to tell stories. And that's a goal of mine in songwriting and singing, is to tell a story, to connect with people and bring them into my story, or for them to be able to bring a song into their story and be able to feel like they connect or give words to something that they might not be able to give words to themselves.
How much of your real story is in this production?
Well, a lot, which is funny because I feel like it didn't really start out like that. There's three characters, and every character, there's definitely a piece of me in it. I went to the College of Charleston, then I moved to New York. I lived in New York for 6 years, and then I moved to Nashville, and I'm the youngest of four kids, and everyone in my family has a huge personality. So moving to Nashville was one of the first decisions that I made for me. But I just knew I was supposed to go. It was time for me to live my own story, take my own chance. And I felt it in my heart for 3 years before I moved to Nashville that I was supposed to go. So I finally said yes to myself, which is not the easiest thing to do.
How does that come through in your playing?
I think that it comes through because I guess also the story is about everyone finding their own voice. One of the characters probably has the biggest arc and finally is able to say, like, no, nobody's asking me what I actually want, but I'm making this decision.
Thank you, Rachel. Stella DiDomani at the College of Charleston presents Rachel Troublefield's 17 Hours, an acoustic musical at the Chapel Theater, 172 Calhoun Street, through Saturday, June 10th. To share this conversation or find more information, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.